Pass the salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, if you tuned in here today to hear me whine and moan and groan and woe is me and woe is you and woe is us. And see, I told you so. If you tuned in for that, folks, you are in the wrong place. Now, faith is the substance of things not hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh, ye of little faith. Listen, I'm not going to poor mouth it. I'm not going to moan and groan. I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to. I'll show you my belly. That ain't even in me. That isn't even in me to be like that. Man, we're at war. Come on. We're fighting the second most powerful entity in the universe. And we think he's going to bend over? You think all that power that he has usurped, he's just going to give back because a bunch of people marched to Washington, D.C.? You really believe that? You really believe it's doom and gloom? It's all over? Woe am I, me? Woe is you? Woe is us? We're dead. We're gone. It's the end of it. You really believe that? You really believe that? Look, I woke up again this morning with just the greatest anticipation. Can I tell you why? Can I tell you why? Because I lived my life as a coach. I lost almost as many games as I won. I think I'm guessing off the top of my head. I think I won 110 and lost 80, something in that neighborhood. 80 times out of 200 games were lost. I can't tell you the number of dark nights I laid in bed after we'd lost a game. Some were close, some were bad, but every time we'd lost the game, I had to lay there and say, Lord, if we had done this and if we had done this, or if we had just done this, or Lord, maybe I missed the point here. Lord, if he hadn't fumbled the ball, or Lord, if they hadn't jumped offside, or Lord, if those referees hadn't cheated us. I've lived my life on the verge of defeat my entire coaching career. Defeat is never final. It ain't never final. If you turned in here today to moan and groan and talk about, oh, Mike Pence turned on us and the Congress and now Trump's again. Now Trump gave it. Go someplace else, man. It isn't here. Hey, pull up real quick there for me, Spencer. Pull something. The very first thing. Pull that up there. Pull that up. Throw that thing up on the screen if I can figure out how to get my screen there. Oh, I'm full of it today. People say I'm full of it all the time. I'm full of it today. I got to tell you something. What a time to be alive. Oh, I'm so glad, Lord, I got up this morning and the game isn't over. Oh, Lord, what would I be doing today, Lord, if the game was over? What would I be doing? I thank you, Lord, that the game's not over. Lord, I thank you that I got teammates that are in for the long haul. Lord, I thank you I got teammates who got my back. Lord, I thank you I got teammates who have the same vision. Lord, I thank you that I have guys I can lock arms with who want to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, I thank God I get up this morning and I'm walking to victory with a bunch of guys. I thank God for that, Lord. Lord, I feel so bad for those guys who are doom and gloom and oh, woe is me and we'll never get it and we're doomed and we're dead and they're going to cut off the communication. Oh, Lord, thank God I don't walk around people like that. Thank God, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, Coach.
When things go wrong, it's on your screen right now, and they sometimes will. When the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low, your debts are high, You want to smile, but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must. But don't you quit. For life is queer with its twists and its turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure turns about. And many a failure turns about. So you turn about because you're a failure, or you're a failure because you turn about. And many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. For you may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to the faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have won the victor's cup. You learn too late when the sun came down. My goodness. Just how close he was to that golden crown. Your success is failure turned inside out. Success is the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you can never tell how close you are, because it may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight. When your hardest hit, when things seem worse, you must not quit. Maybe I'm in it for the long haul. I hitched my wagon to Donald Trump, but if the horse falters, if the horse blows a shoe, I'm moving on. I ain't riding on him till death do us part. He is a vehicle. Who knows what the Lord's going to do with that vehicle? See, is your dejection today because of your faith in the Lord or your faith in Trump? And I don't want to give you an indication that he's thrown in the towel, because I still refuse to believe that. I don't know what's going on. I know this. We might succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out. The silver tin, the cloud down. I know that. Something's happening, folks. And I know that the greatest thing that ever happened to me, I can say it is, greatest thing that ever happened to me was getting run out of town by the American Civil Liberties Union. It was the greatest thing that ever happened in my life. Now, getting married, having my children, professionally I'm talking about, the greatest thing that ever happened to me looked like a defeat. It looked like defeat. And sadly, so many of us, our faith is so broad and that deep. I see it from the emails. Oh, what are we going to do now, Coach? Well, hell, the same thing we did yesterday. That's what we're going to do. What do you mean, what are we going to do now? We're going to go back to practice. We're going to put our helmet and shoulder pads on. We're going to strap up our shoes, and we're going to go out, and we're going to get ready for the next battle, the next game. Did we lose that one? I don't know. The referees are reviewing it still. We got a game next week. We got to keep moving on. And in fact, that game we just played, it don't mean a hoot in hell because it's behind us. What do we do now?
Amen.
That's got to remain our focus. Hey, listen. I don't know if you know this or not. Lord gave me a gift that I can tell a story about a dog that'll make a cat cry. You know what I'm talking about? Lord gave me that gift. But I also want you to know this. I ain't blowing smoke up your butt, okay? I ain't blowing smoke up. We're going to win this sucker. I don't know what it's going to look like. Hey, folks, what if Donald Trump revealed all the evidence yesterday? We saw all the cheating, and he dropped dead with a heart attack. What then? See, I've been telling you for as long as you would listen. The problem we have in America is we have no Christian leadership. We have no one to pass the mantle to. So we've latched our wagons to a man who originally, or maybe even still, we don't know, doesn't share our faith. We don't know. We don't know. But I'm going to tell you something. I would take him 15 times over most of the guys who tell me they got faith and have no evidence of it. So if you come here today to puke on us all with your doubt and unbelief, go someplace else. I ain't interested in it. Ain't going to happen here. I don't have a dump button. Used to give you that in the radio world, called a dump button. Somebody started saying something that was, they wouldn't shut up. They were swearing you hit the dump button. Ain't no dump button here, but we'll make one. No, no, you're allowed to be realistic. You're allowed to be telling the truth, but don't you? Ain't no double-minded men. Welcome in here. They're unstable in all their ways. I ain't about to quit. I ain't about to quit. That's why I put on my Protect the Flock with a Glock shirt today. I've not yet begun to fight. I still got grandkids. I got more grandkids coming. What do you mean? I'm going to roll up. What Donald Trump did win? What if Donald Trump did win 4 more years? 4 more years? 4 more years? Do you understand if this hadn't been revealed that 4 more years from now, we might have got Mike Pence? 4 more years? What is that in eternity, where we are? Oh, I thank God this morning. I'm telling you, I'm not blowing smoke. I'm so encouraged. My heart is so on. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, that you showed us that that way didn't work. Thank you, Lord, you showed us that that wasn't the guy we could trust on. Lord, thank you, you showed us that before we got too far down the road. Thank you, Lord, that you're exposing the Judases to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Gideon's army. Thank you, Lord, that you're revealing the weak from the strong. Thank you, God, you're revealing the wicked from the honest. Thank you, Lord, that you're doing that. Thank you, Lord, that we're getting to see where all of these strings are connected, where all these guys are bought and sold, Republicans and Democrats. Thank you, Lord, that our eyes are being opened. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, you I'm go, coach.
You, this is in me. I'm not making this up. It's in me. You know what it means? It means I got to get back in the weight room. I got to do a little bit more work. We may have to go into some two-a-days. Because why? Maybe our quarterback might have pulled a muscle. We might have pulled a muscle. So what? So, hey, listen, we got to tighten up the run game then. You fat offensive lineman, you got to start working a little bit harder. We're not going to be able to throw the ball this week. We got to run it. You're going to have to move those guys. You can't go back and suck your thumb about our quarterback who's over on the sideline standing because he can't play. No, 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 no. We still got a game to play here. We still got a game. Oh, I got so much I want to share with you today. Okay, let me give you some of the things I wrote down here. I made some notes to myself this morning, okay? Question number one, are you in it for the long haul or not? Are you just playing so you can be on the field for the celebration at the end of the game? Is that what it is? You know what I'm talking about. When everybody rushes the field. Did you go to Washington, D.C. so you could rush the field, so you could be close to the field when the game was won? Is that what it was? Fair weather fan? Nah, I'm not in it. I'm in for a long haul. I am. This game's not over, boys. It's not over. And I've been telling you for however long, the problem in America we're having is unequal justice. See, the reason that we are where we are today, because going back about, I don't know, 6-8 weeks ago now, we found out in the Declaration of Independence in the Constitution of the United States that we are allowed to petition the government for a redress of our grievances, and there is no redress of our grievances. We show them crimes, and the people who are supposed to do something about it won't do anything about it. We take it to the Supreme Court, they won't do anything about it. We take it to the Congress, they won't do anything about it. We take it to the media, they won't do it. Facebook pulls you down, YouTube bans you. What? There's no redress of grief. See, the facts are the facts. The truth is the truth. It was in a stolen election. It sure as can be, but there's nobody going to do anything about it. Nobody will do anything about it. Doesn't change the facts. Doesn't change the facts. They claim, you were there. They claim those of us who went to Washington, D.C. were an unruly mob. Unruly mob. And just months ago, the other side was burning down cities. And the police stood and watched them. Hey, let me ask you something. Can you name one person shot by the police in any of those riots? First one we get, they pick off some woman. I got a video of that today, too. Why? Because, boys, the kings of this earth, they're conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. Huh? That's what's going on. Huh?
I think Carmela Harris was raising money to get them back out in the jail to continue burning buildings.
That's right. That's right. And we know this now, don't we? Hey, folks, listen, we better prepare. We better understand this. Hear me. Hear me. Our elections are meaningless. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to say it again, and I want every one of you in here to say amen. You don't have to do it out loud, but you better come to this realization right now. Listen to me. Listen to me. Our elections are irrelevant. Our elections do not matter. They pick our leaders. I'm waiting for the amens. Go ahead. You don't have to do it loud. Just do it. Just say it. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. 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 Amen.
So the sooner we realize that, as soon as we move past that paradigm or that way of thinking, then we're going to see things in an entirely different perspective. And the government that does not follow the law is a lawless government, and there's no obligation to people to follow that law, that government. There's no obligation to it. So from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and violent men take it by force. And so we see what happened. Those brave men, yeah, I'll say it, those brave men who got inside the state. By the way, have you seen those? You know there were thousands of people in there just walking around like tourists. You know that? Do you know that the police let those men in? Oh, initially they made it look like it was a break-in, but I watched videos all day yesterday. They let them walk right in. They let them walk right in. Why? Because it was a setup. It was a setup. Why was this set up? So guys like Lindsey Graham say, I got to draw the line there. I got to draw the line there. When they're attacking, right? It's a setup. Can't you see it? It's a psyop. Because why? They are all on the same team. They are not on our team, folks. They are not. They want more government, more power, more control. Elections don't change anything. Oh, it's been a slow awakening, hasn't it? It's been a slow awakening. Hang on, I feel some of you wanting to come in here. There's no bravery. There's no bravery. I had Christian friends email me about how wrong it was for us to storm the Capitol. Hell, they weren't even there. They're home hiding. They're home hiding. They're pastors. They're home hiding from the elders sitting on the front row. Fred, you're not going to give them any more money. They're cowards. Cowardly. The men who went in, hey folks, they didn't storm the Capitol building. Initially, they had to push a little bit to get in the building, but then they opened the door and let people come in. Check the videos. People were just walking in. They were walking all around, everywhere, walking all around. Police officers were standing there walking, watching them walk all around. Why? Because of the setup. Because, are you ready for this one? You know that guy walking around with those horns? You know that some of these things that we saw going on, guys taking craps on Nancy Pelosi's desk. You know what I'm talking about, right? Do you guys know that those were staged videos? You know that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mixed it right in with the God-fearing patriots and made it look like we had guys among in our crew that wanted to crap on Nancy Pelosi's desk. And probably a lot of guys did, but they weren't doing it. Folks, it's a great, great, great psyop. And here's the good thing. They're desperate. Desperate men do desperate things. But we have to ask ourselves, what do peaceful people do when there is no peace? Jesus told us, they cry, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Folks, there's no peace. There will be no. What fellowship have darkness and light? There is no peace. There is none. So I want to encourage you. Well, hang on. It's the consequences of our behavior. You see, we're in the position we are because while we stayed in the church and waved flags and prayed for ourselves and for our families and continued to send our kids to government schools and continued to allow them to overtax us, while we were sitting in the pews being good little Christians, they were seizing all the positions of power, and now they got them all. Can you believe that any news organization, Twitter, Twitter, whichever one there, can censor the president of the United States? Are you kidding me? Facebook can tell the president of the United States you can't speak here. The president, not me.
Giants in the land.
YouTube tells the president of the United States You can't speak? The president carries a press conference and the media doesn't even. Can't you see what's going on? Can't you see? Hang on, a couple more, then I'm shut up. The people that we've talked about in Psalm 2, friends, the kings of this earth who are conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. Come, folks, they hold all the power positions because we didn't want them. We did not want those positions. We didn't want them. So they took them. And now we wake up, oh, man, what happened? Well, there's no free speech. No S-H-I-T, Sherlock. It's going to get worse. So we get to fight harder. We get to fight harder. It's awesome, man. They have been organizing. The left has been organizing for 40 years. And the church has been retreating for 40 years. And Donald Trump comes along. And we want Donald Trump to do what we should have done. We didn't do our homework. We didn't do our legwork. We didn't do the work that we needed to be done to be in positions of authority. And we said, all right, that's okay. Because we lose and he wins. And we'll soon be out of here. And now we sit in this pile. Listen, you don't have to say anything. I am all freaking over it today. I'm right on top of it. I'm laying it right down. Just say, hang on. We've been hiding.
Coach?
We've been hiding.
Welcome to the Great Society.
Yes, sir. Well, we're here right now because you better start acting like everything depends on you. Wait. I hear you, religious devils. Couch, you're sounding prideful, sort of. No. If the Lord has turned his eyes away from me, then I'm on my own, aren't I? If the Lord's turned his eyes away from me, I can be begging all he ain't even looking. He don't even know I'm in distress. Now the Bible says that his eyes seek all across the horizon, looking for those whose hearts are steadfast towards him. Anybody like that in here? Because I know this, he's hearing me. The Holy Spirit is feeling the burning torches of my eyes burning in on him even right now. He knows I'm with him. He knows that. You know what he knows? He knows he can trust me to do something. You know what? Can he trust some of you out there? Or some of you already deflected your gaze? Are some of you already looking at the devil? And, oh, look at that fire the devil set over. Oh, we're in trouble. Or is it your heart steadfast after him? Because now, more than ever, a lot of what happens is going to depend on what you do. Huh? Oh, yeah. All those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We ain't waiting on the Lord. You're fooling yourself.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, the thing we cannot do is give up. This, every time that something negative comes, we must press forward harder. We must.
That's what I'm saying.
We must press against this wall of, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You know what? I didn't, not one time did I sit down over the last 36 hours and say, oh, well, I think I'll give up my show. I think I'll just take my grandkids and I'll go to Florida. I'm going to spend more time playing golf and hanging around my grandbabies. It's just going to get worse. Look right here. It's going to get worse. So I might as well enjoy life. Oh, my goodness. Rapture's coming. Rapture's coming. Hey, honey, should we get a camper? Should we get a camper turtle around till the rapture comes? Just like I'd say to our guys in the locker room, hey, you beat yourself. You beat yourself, bunch of sissies that scared that guy over across the ball. The old football coach says, keep it close, I'll think of something. We don't even want to keep it close anymore. I'm about done with this rant. One more thing, what do I want to say? Here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say it, and I've been saying it for I don't know how long. We need to continue to build small groups. That's what you need to do right now. You need to build small groups. You say, Coach, well, I ask a lot of them, and they don't come. Well, it's you and your husband and your dog and your cat and that neighbor that you can't stand. But you have got to begin to get organized locally. You say, Coach, I don't know the Bible well enough. I don't know what to do. Well, tell me and I'll send you something. You play a video and then you talk together and you pray together and you fellowship together and you plan together. Because in the multitude of many counselors is great wisdom. And although this program is powerful, we're a long way off, boys. Boom! This is gone. Somebody pull a switch someplace. This is gone. And I'll make this promise to you, as much as I'm able to. You organize a huddle, I'll come. Not that I'm any big deal. I'm just me, but I'll come. I'll try to encourage you. I'll try to help build a team around you. Chad will come. Others will come. So you're down and say, Coach, you can't come. I said, well, invite Mark Trump. What? Yeah, invite Mark Trump. He knows enough about it to be able to help you. Invite Chad. Invite Chad. He can help you a little bit. Yeah, he can get together and say a prayer. Sure. Invite John Diamond. Yeah. We got a lot of people. You got to quit counting on that 6-foot icicle in your pulpit to try to direct you in times of war. They're not wartime pastors. Surround yourself with like-minded people. Surround yourself with people that you know when that shit hits the fan. Sorry. You got some people around you can count on. What exciting time to lay ahead of us, man. Unbelievable. You're building that downline. I don't know how long I've been telling you. Build that downline. Build that downline. I'm not staring off into space. I'm reading, making sure I get said everything I wanted to say. Small groups. The game is not over. The game is not over. Ohio Brett said he'll come. Bob Evans will come. Bobby will come. Clay will come. Joe Allen will come. We got all kinds of resources. Quit sitting over in a daggone corner sucking on your thumb. All right, I think that's partway through it. Somebody.
Amen. May I come in?
Yeah, Dale and then JR and then James pull it. Go ahead, Dale.
Because I'm like you. I made my little list of things that I wanted to share. I had a great conversation with Flip Benham yesterday. And one of the things when you're talking about downline, he asked me, he says, how's your little church doing? I said, Coach, it's absolutely incredible. When you talk, I've been around some of these people 20 years before I became the pastor. I've seen their kids born. Brother, we're talking 40 people, maybe 45. I have known most of these people my entire Christian life. It's been incredible. So it had nothing to do that I'm the pastor now. Brother, we have grown as a community and very close. We take care of each other. Now, Jesus used so many parables. One of the revelations that the Lord showed me last night, you have been posting, we have to have a rude awakening before a great awakening. Who else comes to mind when we think about he was despised, he was smitten, and he was rejected by those he actually drew close to him?
You mean he had people turn on him?
Huh? And then when it got real dark is when they buried him in the grave and all hope was dashed.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly, brother, I just got the revelation last night in my heart. And I believe it's important whether it happens and manifests in the world that Donald Trump is experiencing the sorrow of God, that God would quicken Donald Trump. Because what Donald Trump has done for America, that's great. But what is important, if anything, Donald Trump needs to have a revolution and a revelation of Christ. And I believe he is prime for that, to understanding this with the rejection that he has had, this rejection. I do not see where he conceded. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who sits in the White House. It matters who's sitting on the throne in each.
So, Dale, if he is God's man, then this is God's plan, right? If this is God's man, this is God's plan.
It absolutely.